Michael Moore predicts doomsday virus scenario for MAGA Nation, many of you are going to die. By David Ng on December 3, 2020. Filmmaker activist Michael Moore attempted to reach across the aisle and speak directly to Trump supporters in the latest episode of his Rumble podcast this week. But he ended up using his olive branch to deliver a spanking, blaming MAGA Nation for spreading the coronavirus and predicting that many of you are going to die. In his podcast, Moore pleaded with Trump supporters to wear masks and practice social distancing. "I don't want you to die," he said, adding perhaps jokingly that it would give him too easy a victory in his battle with the right. "If we don't pull together as Americans, we're not going to get out of this," Moore said, noting that it's in all the red states, it's growing faster there than anywhere else. Moore also offered a grim forecast for those who refuse to get on board with the program. "Many of you are going to die. Listen below." Growing audibly more agitated, the Oscar-winning filmmaker began lashing out at Trump supporters. "Why do you want to die? Why, to take a stand against us liberals, to show us a thing or two?" he asked. "You're showing us how to die. Why do you want to do that?" He added, "In all the places that voted for Trump, people are dropping like flies." Michael Moore made no mention of spiking cases in California or Illinois. He also failed to bring up the growing number of Democratic politicians caught disobeying their own mask and social distancing orders, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, California Governor Gavin Newsom, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, and Austin Mayor Steve Adler. He also omitted Europe's ballooning coronavirus numbers, which come despite the fact that many of those countries followed strict mask and social distancing requirements. Finally shedding his earlier attempt at bipartisanship, Moore used his podcast to gloat over Joe Biden's media-anointed electoral victory. Although President Trump has alleged that Democrats rigged the election and has vowed to continue fighting in contested battleground states, the filmmaker said that demographic changes in the country means a Democratic majority in perpetuity. "You'll never be able to catch up. That's just a fact." He advised conservatives to give in and accept their fate as a permanent minority. "Don't you want to make your peace with it now?" he asked. "You're going to have to obey the laws we enact." Follow David Ng on Twitter @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.